break it to grind finer. Uh-huh. Well, that is the diamonds of it. See, uh-huh. don't. But now this big ply now that breaks it, it throws it in big clods, you know. But if you want it to crumble, that forfern was the best.
Mm-hmm. Well, something that has a lot of teeth in it.
Oh, har, bed har.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Were there different kinds of hars?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a, what we call a bed har, then there was a side har, and there was a cultivator.
What about the, you know, when you raise cotton, the sort of work you do, you have to get out there with the hoe and...
We chopped it out with a hoe.
Uh-huh. What do you mean chop it?
Well, now they called it chopping then, but we didn't call it chopping. We called it scraping cotton.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we called it now.
Just get the grass out?
Oh, yeah.
Thin it out? Or?
Yeah, we thin that cotton and get that grass out of it.
Uh-huh. What sort of grass would be growing up in the field?
Well, now it's just on the pens, you see, where the land was and what part it was and the seed that was there. Mm-hmm. Crab grass, bull grass, and such as that. Well, then it's all this. When people went to buying cow feed, and all this old wire grass and all that mm-hmm. stuff come in, it was in the seed. Now the diamonds won't use the fertilizer in their fields.
They won't use fertilizer?
Fertilizer in their fields.
Why not?
Well, it's so much in that feed what them cows eat, they couldn't keep it clean. And like the cotton and corn.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be too much of it there, you see. Because that seed, then when that cow plays that cow, you see, that just puts that seed in that man.
Mm-hmm.
What that cow eats, you see. But now the farmers now, what we had was mostly, there's a, what we call a rough grass.
Mm-hmm.
It grew up. Well, then there was a cocoa grass.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, that was hard to get rid of.
You ever have Johnson?
Yeah, and the Johnson grass.
That was pretty hard.
That was hard to get done. You could cut that Johnson grass off today and tomorrow would be about that high. And I'll tell you something else we had. We had the kookaburras, too.
Mm-hmm.
You hear of them, too?
Yeah, I know what those are.
And them old kookaburras. And then we had geese.
Uh-huh.
We put them geese in that cotton field. And then a tie vine. Do you know what a tie vine is?
Uh-uh.
Boy, that's something I'll wrap it up now. It's a vine. It grows up there and it grows fast. It comes up there and it'll go round and round in that cotton and corn.
Mm.
Boy, you got to keep that down. And we had them geese and a goose will not eat that tie vine. Now, wait now, is that wrong? No, it's the rough grass. Yeah, they will eat the tie vine.
Mm-hmm.
I believe not. But I know they won't eat the rough grass.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they eat the tie vines neither. I don't think they do. I forgot a whole lot now.
Uh-huh.
But I know I used to. We go there and I'd run around that cotton, you know.
Uh-huh.
After, and them little tie vines would be up just about like that. Yeah, goose wouldn't eat. They'd be up just about that high. Rerun around it, you know, and the cotton would be up way like that. And the chap would be, he'd tell to go along and scrape that, cut out all them tie vines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If it wouldn't be raining, I could do that too wet, you know. I'd tell him, now just all you do is get that vines and grass right around that cotton. And I said, you let the other alone. And I'd go ahead. Well, that sweep would cover it every bit up, and it never did come out. It cut it up, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And it never did come out. Some people would want it scraped, and my husband, one of them, he'd want it all scraped.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd tell the chap what to do. And then I'd tell him, no, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd tell him, no. I said, now this sweep's going to get bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then he never would know. I was supposed to help him, you know, to scrape it, you know. And we'd just go right on through it. One could walk right on ahead of me. And then we'd cover that. Well, then, you see, but now if it was a rain and that sweep would just set out that grass. It would, mm-hmm. if the ground was wet, didn't come a big rain on it. But now dry weather, that worked good.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to farm.
What different kinds of fences did people use to have?
Oh, rail fence. I asked you why don't you know what a rail fence was. A rail, you know, what they're burning in there, they're cutting into in them old fireplaces, you know.
Uh-huh.
The 10-foot rail. They called it a 10-foot rail and stake and ride.
Stake and ride?
Yeah.
What's that part? Say, if you want to get it a little higher, you can...
A stake and ride.
That's the extent, the thing you add on?
Put up 10 rails.
Mm-hmm.
You'd put tin here, one of the panels, you know, and it was a fence jam. You know, you put tin, one on, one, and you went up the tin. That was a log fence then when you was taking right. That was a log fence. Then thing went over that, boys. They had to keep something done to that animal. He'd jump it. But then they'd put two rails on one side, like here was one rail here, and they'd stand two that way. One this way, they crossed.
And then cross like an X.
They crossed that. Then. Uh-huh. Well, then it, up it was crossed up the top, and then they'd put another one up there.
Well,
if anything
I
went over.
Picture.
Yeah, well, yeah. If anything went over that then, that was they could ride. Uh-huh. And something like that. If it's an animal that was in the woods, see, all the animals went in the woods then. Horses, uh-huh. cows, and everything went in the woods. Well, if anything jumped over that, that man had to put a yoke or do something with his horse or cow. Mm-hmm.
What about the a kind of a fence that you could have around your yard?
Pickets?